Chapter 8. The Page Community Bank was located in another strip mall on the other end of town. Books hoped the bank's surveillance tape would provide a good look at whoever had made the ATM withdrawals. He discovered the ATM in a vestibule at the front entrance to the bank. The area was well lit, good for the quality of the tape. He feared he was going to hear the dreaded subpoena word, a potential glitch that would cost him precious time he could ill afford to lose. Books was ushered into a small, cramped office and introduced to Jennifer DiGiulio, the bank manager. DiGiulio barely glanced up from a stack of documents she was busily signing and wasted little time on small talk.
"My secretary tells me you're interested in viewing surveillance tape of our ATM transactions. I have privacy concerns about that. Did you happen to bring a subpoena with you?"
She continued signing documents as she spoke. "I only learned about the existence of the tape this morning," said Books, "and time, I'm afraid, is something I have very little of."
"I'm sorry, officer, but bank policy..."
Books interrupted. "Lives are at stake here, Jennifer, and the time it would take me to obtain the subpoena you require might mean people are going to die. I really need your help. Can't you dispense just this once with bank policy? A bank manager in Kanab just did." Now he had her full attention. She set her pen down and sat up straighter in her chair.
"Do you mind telling me what this is about and why you want to see the tape?"
DiGiulio listened attentively as Books filled her in. When he finished, she excused herself and huddled with her secretary. Moments later, she returned.
"Ranger Books, given what you've just told me, I think we have an obligation to cooperate with you. Brenda, my secretary, will arrange for you to view the tape. You can use our conference.